Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, all has added to their repertoire of streamables for August and September, and we here at Region Nerd Alert sift through it all and give you some sneak peeks. This week's episode is also super special because the cast is remote for the very first virtual podcast, live from VR Chat. Come nerd out this week on Region Nerd Alert every Saturday at 7 p.m. right here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM.
And welcome, everyone. I am Jose
Hello.
Rodriguez. This is Region Nerd Alert, and we sound a little different if you're listening on the radio or on Spotify or wherever, because we are in the virtual realms.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's Whoa. Right.
And hopefully, hopefully everyone looks and sounds all right. If not, whatever. But like I said, I'm Jose Rodriguez. And yeah, we are in VR chat today. Literally in the virtual realms. This is kind of exciting, guys. I'm not gonna lie. This is cool doing a podcast online like this.
This is comfortable being at home.
Yeah,
something different.
Something different. And we're following COVID orders as well, so we're all nice and clean and at our own respective houses, being all sanitized mm-hmm. and such. But anyways, for those of you at home who don't know what VR chat is, it's basically sort of like a second life. I know we had a podcast on things that were in other lives, Second Life, VR chat, and Nebula Realms. So you can also look at that at Spotify under Region Nerd Alert. And yeah, let's introduce everyone because, well, actually, you haven't even seen us anyways listening to the radio, but actually I think we have a few pictures out, so
you'll know our voices at least.
Yeah.
We're all pretty clear, but anyways, starting in traditional order to my left, far left, we have
Paul.
By the way, I just walked up to Paul in the virtual realm.
It's Paul Pogorzelski, the no social media having
the transient
co-host.
The transient, off the grid Paul. Paul, you want to describe your avatar a little bit, where it's from?
So my avatar is Ari. She's from a game called League of Legends. We talked about a little bit about that on the show. She is a nine-tailed fox girl.
Nice, nice.
And I'm dressed up in a Sailor Scout outfit.
There you go, there you go. And to his... Oh, this is confusing. His right, we have...
Skylar, a.k.a. Olotho, boom, 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 boom.
Your eyes are super sparkly. It's distracting us
all
hell out.
Yeah, they're like mini galaxies in themselves.
That's actually pretty cool. But yeah, your avatar is a little cat,
I'm a little cat person. The plague cat is what it's called.
Oh, nice, nice. And, yep, you heard him. He is Skylar, a.k.a. Olotho. You can find all his stuff, SoundCloud?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, go to Twitter at Officially Ova, and then you can get to the Bandcamp from there.
All right, there you go, there you go. And to my right, we have the lovely Miss...
Hey, it's me, Heather. I'm Joker, or at least that's what my avatar is, from not DC Comics, but from Persona 5. It's a RPG on PlayStation.
Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah. By the way, people at home listening on radio or Spotify or the NPR One app. Oh, man. I forgot all about that app, like I usually do. But anyway,
had to do it yourself this time.
And I had to do it myself this time. But,
dang. Sorry, guy.
If you're also watching, you'll probably see me change my avatar 50 million times. So I will not be staying Joker. I'm just kidding.
Yes, that is the beauty of VR chat. We can switch avatars whenever. And my computer's kind of slow.
You can also steal avatars.
And you can steal them.
Well, not steal, but.
I don't steal. I kill.
You stole one. Somebody stole one of mine earlier.
But,
oh, that was me.
And now I'm Link from Legend of Zelda.
There you go. Yep, and that little music comes sometimes the avatars come with the little music things, which is super cool. And you can feign death. And then as you can hear that was a game over sound effect. But yeah, I'd recommend VR chat if you're trying to have fun and socialize. And, you know, you can't go out to bars or wherever other places people socialize at. Conventions.
Not socializing anymore.
But,
it's all fake.
For real. Socialization is my memory.
For real. But, anyways, yeah. Today's topic, it's not exactly a potpourri, but we're just going to go through another streaming episode, something easy while we're, you know, working out kinks of virtual reality. Also, I should mention there
is
a link.
I think we should get some seats, but there's no seats here.
Yeah, I was trying to think of other places with seats and tables, but I wanted to keep the world, like, small, too. Like, the bigger world sometimes crash a little bit. Well, at least on my end. But
yeah, I crashed out of that Avatar world.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, snap. But anyways, yeah, let's get started.
What?
And Paul's clipping through the wall. That'll
I think that'll... I'm on a chair.
All yeah. Right.
Let's get this started. Anyone watching anything new or cool?
I just finished JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Stardust Crusaders, finally, after many months.
Which season is that?
That's the one with Jotaro Kujo, where they go to Egypt to fight Dio.
I don't think I've gotten that far yet.
Yeah, I don't think I've gotten that far yet.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Oh, it's JoJo's. It's a great meme anime.
It's JoJo's.
What did you watch it on?
I watched it on Netflix.
Nice, nice. Yeah, Netflix is definitely up in their game with anime. I recently just finished Toradora, which is a very cute slice of life romance anime. And gotta say, I'm not too happy with the ship at the end, but I knew it was coming since the beginning of the show. Still, it was a great show. Recommend it. But also, speaking of anime, Seven Deadly Sins on Netflix got a new season kind of recently, at least since the last time we talked. And also, Agretzko got a new season since the last time we talked. Which is
a third season now?
Yep, there is a third season.
Nice.
It came out on Thursday last week.
One of the few animes I actually watch.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice. I don't think I finished season two. But, Heather, you want to tell us what Agretzko is about, basically?
Oh, it's basically by the creators of Hello Kitty. They made Red Panda, who lives a boring accountant life day in, day out. And to cope, she screams death metal. And by scream, I mean literally screams. It's relatable to the sense that we all hate our jobs. And yeah.
There we go.
It's very slice of life. Like there is plot to it. And each season has a story, like things for it. But they don't super carry over from season to season. You can literally watch each season self-contained in a way, kind of, and each episode's only 15 minutes long, so it's one of the main reasons why I've actually finished it, because I can watch it in a day.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like how she goes to the karaoke
the fireplace.
Bar, and I've heard the third season kind of opens up some. I guess the second season, because I'm currently watching the second season, so I've not seen any of the third season. But the second season, they opened up some genres. Like, I know she just does the death metal in season one, but there's some rapping. There's some weird, like, I guess, like, dubstep type song, too, from what I remember. I wouldn't say dubstep, but when he was making the
electronic.
Yakuza. Yeah, yeah. Lack of better words, electronic. But yeah, he was making the yakisoba, and he was speaking all weird, like, I don't know, violent self-indulgence type or something. It was weird. But anyways, also on Netflix, I've been watching Moesha, which was one of my favorite, like, childhood shows that I grew up with. And also, I think September 1st, which was, like, what, 2 days ago?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. Sister Sisters on Netflix now.
Sister, sister.
And I've been watching the crap out of that as well with Tia Tamara. But also, Umbrella.
I think the only thing that I've really been watching recently is Toast to London.
Oh, that's a great show. I really do. I need to finish that, to be honest. I don't know if have you heard the promo for last week's Region Nerd Alert?
I don't think I have.
I totally did a Toast of London impression.
No, nice.
You were like, you just saying yes over and over?
This week on Region Nerd Alert.
God, I should have had you do it. That was way better. I was like anime tropes impression. Tournament Ox. I need to play it. But,
yeah, Steven, this is Clan Fandango. Can you hear me?
Oh, my God. My favorite. Steven, this is Clan Fandango. But anyways, you want to tell us what Toast of London is so we're not just, like, quoting it?
Basically, like, at the very beginning of the show, he takes on this role that's basically, like, the beginning of the downfall of his acting career. It's the worst play, like, ever in the history of ever, and it's kind of just like the spiraling out of this old actor, and it's absolutely hilarious. He does like voice acting on the side, and like every episode starts off with him doing voiceovers basically, and he's always got these dumb interactions with the intern Clem Fandango, who always has to announce himself every time he, like, begins to speak. It's pretty funny. But, it's basically just, like, a downward spiral of this actor.
Yeah, it's definitely... what's his name again?
Steven Toast?
Or the guy who plays him?
Oh, Matt Berry.
Berry, yeah.
Yeah, he's also...
He was in the IT Crowd.
Yeah, I
sorry, beat you to it.
Yep, IT Crowd, and then Mighty Boosh as well.
Mighty Boosh, yep.
Yep, and he's in that new Hulu show. What is that called?
The Things We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah, you've been raving about it.
Or like, What We Do in the Shadows.
And what is that? That's like vampires.
It's pretty.
Right?
It's basically like a office style. Mockumentary type of show about like these vampires and their familiars, and the main character is basically like the familiar to the one of the vampires, Guillermo, and he's like slowly starting to find out that he's like related to Van Helsing, like a super long descendant. And
the vampires,
like, that's pretty much like pretty much like where we're at in the show right now. But it's just like a bunch of random nothingness. Like this old vampire shows up and like he's like, oh, you haven't taken over enough land. Like how much domain do you hold? And they're like, about like two houses on the street. And he's like, all right, well, you need to up your game and get more domain. And just random stuff like that. And then the guy ends up dying, and hilarity ensues.
I really need to watch that, because Matthew Berry is phenomenal. Also,
he's so funny.
What do you guys think of Mandalorian Season 2 being announced?
Excited. Can't wait.
Oh, gonna have to get Disney Plus again.
Hey, that's time to get it, man.
Mandalorian. I never watched the first season because I don't want to get another streaming service, personally.
Uh-huh. You guys are slacking.
Hey, we can get the... I kind of like Skylar's tactic, just get it when the season's
Jose,
out.
Jose, your character's head keeps snapping and then twisting around on her neck, and it's freaking me out. I swear to God.
You know, this might be... in VR chat, there's two different ways to play, basically. Desktop and VR headset, like virtual reality helmet and the little buttons and full body. And she may be a full body avatar that does not work or synthesize well with desktop. So maybe that.
Yeah, I'm thinking she might be, because her face just keeps a horror movie snapping neck twisting thing.
That's actually pretty funny. But also, if you guys want to watch this on the virtual realms, you can go to lakeshorepublicradio.org, go to Region Nerd Alert, and then you can also go to this episode, and the link will be there, because I haven't set up a YouTube account yet because I'm slacking. But this will definitely be up. What'd you say, Heather?
Let's go here. Oh, shit. Let's go here. There's chairs here. And we're not standing around.
Here, let's go there in 3 minutes for the intermission, because it's almost 20-minute mark.
Okay.
And then,
right, I got to portal up.
And
you can always bring it back up. It's not a big deal, right?
Yeah. I don't know how this game works.
But, in a few minutes after the short intermission, while we change worlds, change places, there's a lot of stuff coming out on Netflix that I want to talk about, including some shows with my spirit animal, Millie Bobby Brown. I hate saying spirit animal, but apparently there's like a Sherlock Holmes, like it's set in that world, and she's like his either sister or daughter. I don't know. We'll check in a few minutes. But
sister daughter.
Good night.
Sister daughter. She's actually sister wives. Oh my goodness. But
sister
death. Yeah. And there's also a bunch of classic movies coming on Netflix. Also,
really? There's a bunch of classic movies that they're putting on Netflix?
Yeah, we will get to that in a couple minutes, but also what we're going to talk about on this podcast, what we want to see on Netflix, because you know what season's coming up? Spooky season.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the canceled spooky season because it's 2020 and nothing exists, no fun allowed?
It's been spooky season because I've been wearing
that.
That
was really good.
It doesn't exist.
Nothing exists.
God, Link is like really tall compared to. Well, actually, Ari.
I tower over you.
Oh, I guess I never described my little character. It's just a random nerd I found online. I don't know what her shirt says. What is that? BB? What does it say? If it's a bad word, don't say it. But
I don't know. It just says BB. And then some weird shirt like thing on it.
Oh. Well, anyways.
I just walk away from me when I'm trying to read it on.
The way that these characters are rigged are so funny with how they crouch. It's just...
If you are listening on the radio, please follow the link, because, this is very odd, but entertaining. I like how you're Ghirardelli. I like your name as well.
Ghirardelli? That's my gaming name.
That's the gaming name.
Get it? Because chocolate, and then also deli is a pun. Get it?
Like ham and turkey and salami and roast beef and
yeah, in a way.
Rum roast. But anyways, all right.
You know my.
We are.
Let's just say my name. Never mind. It's a bad joke.
You gotta say it.
Okay. My Animal Crossing island is called Katessen, and my name's Deli. So get it, Delicatessen.
Paul. Here, let me go to this mirror for my reaction to that joke real quick.
Guys.
But anyways, we're going to do our intermission right now, So we will
game over.
Game over. All right, we are back. We have changed worlds, and some of us have changed avatars. Paul.
Like I said, I would.
Like I said, I would. Paul has changed to a cute little cat girl. Can you give us a few meows there, Paul?
Meow, meow, meow. See, meow.
I don't know if I like that.
And then, yep, Heather has turned into Tubi.
Yes.
Not Tubi.
Or not.
Tubi. Or not Tubi.
Are you Tubi or not Tubi? Anyways.
Tubi.
Yeah.
From near.
From near. Near Automata.
Not far.
Tomato.
Automato.
Mm-hmm. Automata.
Automata.
And that's on PS3, right?
PS4.
Oh, PS4.
It's a game that you have to play multiple times. It's great.
I need to play it. I need to find it on Disc Replay or something.
I can let you borrow it.
That would be grand, Paul. I really was looking for someone who had it. Every time I ask to borrow a game sometimes, it's like, I have it digitally. Which is, you know, expected this day of age, but I still buy physical. That's just me.
I do too. I just picked up Pokemon Sword.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I know you're talking about wanting to get that. How is it?
It's pretty good so far.
Can you do like Nuzlocke
gen? I'm only Oh yeah, you could do it, I think, in any gen, but I haven't even gotten to the first gym yet, but it's pretty fun.
What do you know?
Let's see, the farthest that I've gotten in that game is got to the train station, got to the Opium area, and stopped playing.
Oh, why?
So I had more excited
to
play than an RPG.
I got the fairy gym and then I stopped playing.
I think at the time that I died, I was playing Alien Isolation also.
The fairy gym seemed to be pretty far though, like gym number 6 or 7, something like that.
I don't know, I don't remember. It's been a minute.
But anyways. This is Region Nerd Alert. I'm Jose Rodriguez. This is my cast of wily creatures,
nerds,
and humans, and robots. And we are streaming live from VR Chat, which is
from New York. It's
like a second world, like Animal Crossing, Harvest Moon. Well, it's not like that, but basically live your life, live your best life. You can socialize here with other people, real life people. And, there's tons to do here. They have bowling, you can play murder, and murder is a game, by the way. It's not like, yeah, let's go play murder. But anyways, yes, there's plenty to do here, and if you have a VR headset, which is virtual reality, it's like $600 for the headset and $2,000 for like a full body rig, but the technology is here. You can immerse yourself within these cartoon-esque worlds, meet friends, there's weddings, there's everything. Basically, World of Warcraft and Final Fantasy XIV has that too. But, yes, you can immerse your entire body, and actually nowadays, I don't know if you guys knew, but they actually have full body suits that vibrate and mimic touch. So you can have people touch you in the virtual realms. What do you guys?
No, thank you.
The big head shake from Heather.
No, thank you.
Yeah, that's a big 10-4 no.
It's a big 10-4 no.
I think Paul disappeared.
Yeah, that's weird.
But anyways.
Did Paul fall asleep?
He'll be back. But anyways, yeah. before we left, I was talking about this new show on Netflix. It's going to be called Enola Holmes. Starring Millie Bobby Brown, and it starts streaming September 23rd, and first of all, I didn't know Enola was a real name, and Apparently, Enola is Sherlock Holmes's kid sister. I don't know how canon that is to the original. Oh, I forgot who wrote Sherlock Holmes.
Ian Fleming?
No.
That sounds right. Matthew Berry?
No.
Hey, there's Paul.
Oh, somebody's here.
Who could be at the door?
Oh, God.
just immediately sit down like nothing happened.
Sorry about that. My internet dropped out.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine. I'm just glad you can get in so fast without a key. But anyways, we were just talking about Enola Holmes. That's streaming September 23rd on Netflix, which is Sherlock Holmes' kid sister. Apparently, it's.
I was looking on Netflix. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, apparently Nancy Springer wrote a series of young adult novels about Sherlock Holmes' kid sister. And
is that Jerry's sister? Sorry, continue.
No, you're fine. Taking great liberties with the Holmes mythology, the movie's director Harry Bradbeer and the screenwriter Jack Thorne have Brown, Millie Bobby Brown, playing the clever teenage sleuth in training, Enola, who runs away from home to track down her missing mother, Edoria, who is played by Helen Bonham Carter. Wow, I'm getting excited of this. And over the objections of her officious brother, Mycroft, who's played by Sam Claflin, and her kindly brother, Sherlock. That's actually really cool. So Sherlock Holmes in this new series is going to be played by Henry Cavill.
Oh, he's picking up all the Netflix glory, isn't he?
I know, right? What other thing was he in, Paul? In Netflix? Is he in something else, too?
The Witcher? You played as The Witcher?
Oh, snap. I was thinking of someone else.
Oh, it's Superman? Superman.
Yep.
Yep, mm-hmm. Superman.
Oh, wow.
So I am going to watch the heck out of this show.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to watch it.
It sounds really interesting. And I think there's a trailer online, too. I haven't seen the trailer, but yeah, they keep the tone light, but they don't skimp on the nifty mystery solving. So it's going to be cool solving mysteries Sherlock Holmes style, but from his kid's sister. So yeah, that's going to be interesting to Netflix.
Here's a fun fact about that series.
Huh.
The Holmes estate is suing Netflix about it because of the dumbest reason, which is that the series makes Sherlock Holmes have emotions, and the Sherlock having emotions isn't in public domain. It's still under their creative like license or whatever like that. So they're trying to sue Netflix for giving Sherlock Holmes emotions.
Huh. Well, they don't have to worry about emotions being played by Henry Cavill if he's anything like his role in The Witcher, from what I hear.
Stonewall Jackson.
I'm going to go into this again. That's the whole point. A Witcher has no emotions. That's their whole MO. No emotions.
Well, that's probably why they picked him up for Sherlock, too, if Sherlock's not...
He hit it right on the head.
I'm going to just... I'm gonna leave.
I'm sorry. I found it comical, not like super awesome.
And that's where me and Skylar disagree.
I disagree, but I need to watch The Witcher. That apparently did good though, right? We should be getting a new.
Yeah, it gets another season.
Oh, does it? Okay.
But cool. It gets a new season, but because of COVID, who knows when we're going to get it.
But I hope that law controversy doesn't stop the coming out of Enola Holmes, because, excuse me, that sounds
good. It's a dumb thing. It won't stop it. The Holmes estate is notorious for suing anything and anybody using Sherlock Holmes because they just want money.
I can see that. I want money. But
they're notorious about it.
Notorious.
Who doesn't want money?
I thought Holmes
I wish I had
like
things to steal
person.
So I could just sue people.
You're right. Well, according to these scam calls I'm getting from around the region, apparently the social security numbers can get stolen, and you can sue for that if you find the perp.
Dang, yes, I might have to turn into my own PI.
Dang, cat PI. There we go. Cat PI.
Cat PI.
There we go, there we go. That's a spinoff series of Region Nerd Alert, trademark now, Hulu. And,
I hate yes. every sec. I hate it.
Trademark copyrighted.
Trademark.
2020.
Yeah, Cat P is basically my trademark. But anyways, you're listening to Region Nerd Alert. I'm Jose Rodriguez. This is my cast of wily creatures. And, you are listening to Region Nerd Alert on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm going to leave a link to the YouTube conversation of this, and I probably have to verify my Twitter to have a video that's longer than 1 hour, from what I hear. But anyways, we'll get to that later. Semantics. There's another show coming, actually September 4th, which is in a couple days. I really want to see this. I haven't seen anything about it, but the premise sounds really cool. It's called Away.
Away?
It's a new show on Netflix. It might be a movie. I'm pretty sure it's a show. But anyways, the tagline thing of this is science fiction meets family drama, with a heavier emphasis on drama, in the slick and involving Away, which is an outer space adventure about people whose feet are firmly planted on Earth. Hilary Swank is in it. She plays Emma Green, the commander of an international mission to Mars, who is dealing with a skeptical crew and her anxiety over leaving her husband, played by Josh Charles, and their teenage daughter, played by Talitha Alenia Bateman. Back home for 3 years. So the series creator, Andrew... Wait, that sounds familiar. Andrew... Hindraker. He works some realistic concerns and crises aboard the ship and the astronauts. But yeah, anything sci-fi, I'm for. And mix it with family drama, I think that'd be really cool. But yeah, keep an eye on Away, which is coming to Netflix in a couple days from this podcast. And some oldie but goodies. Well, before I get to that, is Pawn Stars on Netflix?
Let me check.
Pawn Stars?
Yeah, because season 2 is coming to Netflix soon. And I was like, is season 1?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
I was going to say, out of all the crappy shows we watch, that is a show that I've been wanting to watch for a while.
Oh, there's a show that they just put Cobra Kai on Netflix, unless it's been on there and I'm just
I think they just put it on there.
Yeah, that's
because it was Hulu, wasn't it originally?
I believe.
No, it was YouTube.
That's right. It was a YouTube thing.
Really? Also, breaking news: Dwayne Johnson just tested positive for COVID. But anyways. Pawn Stars season 2 is coming on Netflix, and what was that? I know last streaming show we had it, that cooking show that was set in like this Wonderland type area, where it's like Willy Wonka, you could pick the ingredients from the.
It was like
the amazing
cooking crazies or something. Hold on.
But anyways, there's another cool cooking show that's getting a lot of hype right now, American Barbecue. So get out your smokers, because that sounds like a show that I want to be a part of, and I will be stealing recipes from that. Actually, I stole a recipe off of that cooking show that we've seen. I made the veggie nacho plate thing. What were you going to say, Paul?
The show is called Crazy Delicious.
Yeah, it's Crazy
Delicious. You beat me to it.
But also...
Just looming over you.
Zathura is also going to be on Netflix pretty soon.
Oh, again?
Yeah, again. Yeah, and also Magic Mike is coming back.
Okay.
I still haven't seen that.
Honestly, it's not bad. I'm gonna say right now, it could have been a lot worse. I understand, you know, it's guy strippers, but it's a decent movie, and you can see some good-looking men in there as well. Who's the firefighter? Doesn't he play in some Marvel movie? I think I could be wrong.
Who are you talking about?
I don't know, Heather. I've assumed every female has watched Magic Mike.
I have actually never seen Magic Mike.
Well, it's coming on Netflix. So
viewing party. Are you talking? I do know, like, the one person in it is Matt Bomer.
Maybe he's
also. I'm trying to think.
Channing Tatum.
I can't. Channing. Yeah. Yeah, him.
Yeah, he's the big one. Well, not big, yeah. But he's the guy in that.
The main dude.
Yeah, the main dude.
He Mike. But,
he is Mike.
Is he the Mike or the Magic?
I think he's Mike. I don't know. But anyways, Girlfriends is coming soon. I know I said I watched Moesha and Sister, but Girlfriends...
Dude, do you know what I'm dying for to come on Netflix or like Hulu or something? It's like those old VH1 or MTV like dating shows like The Next Bus and like Room Raiders.
Dude, those shows are so toxic and so against PC culture nowadays. I don't think they're ever coming
back. Oh, that's true.
We have Chad. I like my women dumb and in the kitchen. And we have Matt. I prefer women where they belong. It's very sexist is what I'm trying to get at.
It sounds terrible.
Now, there was that other one too where the parents like were like, I don't like my daughter dating you. I want her to find three other suitors.
Oh god.
And, like, honestly, that though, whole scenario to me is crazy.
I'm not gonna lie, those were entertaining shows because I do enjoy like Real World and Big Brother and stuff. But Room Raiders was one of my wasn't that Ryan Dunn? Was he the guy who hosted that one?
I don't know who did Room Raiders. That one was, like, super wild to me. Like, oh, you don't even meet the person. You just go in my room. Like, rip?
If you go in my room, you will not want to date me. Because there is nothing in my room but a dirty plant, a broken chair, a broken table, and some anime figurines that are clean. Everything's clean. But there is nothing in there.
But yeah. The brokenness.
But it's a broken home, not gonna lie. But the mint plant is tall and getting big. But anyways, also another show that's coming on. Well, yeah, Netflix. Back to the Future. They're all gonna be on there for September.
Oh, is that a binge?
That may be a binge because I've only seen the first one. And bits and parts of the other two. And if there's a fourth one, then I've never seen it. But, yeah, so Back to the Future is coming out. Pineapple Express is also coming back, which is a hilarious stoner comedy. And,
there is a animated Jurassic World show coming out called Camp Cretaceous.
Yeah, I seen that. Is that like a family show? Like, is it supposed to be like a funny cartoon type deal?
So the premise is the show follows a group of 6 teenagers chosen for a once-in-a-lifetime experience at a new adventure camp on the opposite side of Isla Nublar, which is the first island, I think, in Jurassic Park. And dinosaurs end up escaping, and the campers are stranded. So unable to reach the outside world, they'll need to go from strangers to friends to family if they're going to survive.
So you said 16 agers or 16 agers?
why you do this to me, man?
Yeah, we're back.
Anyways.
This is Region Nerd Alert. I'm your host, Jose Rodriguez. And you're listening on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, or streaming on Spotify, Apple Podcast,
the NPR One app.
the NPR One app, and pretty soon on YouTube, hopefully, if I can get it working. But yeah, we're talking to you live from VR Chat, and yeah, we are here, and we are all in our wacky avatars, and talking about streaming.
Yep.
But for this last half, I want to talk about the spooky season, because it's right around the corner, and since, you know, it's a streaming episode talking about movies and shows or video games, what would you guys like to see for this spooky season? And before we get to that question to be fully answered, there is one more thing coming in September. Have you guys ever seen the movie Babysitter on Netflix?
Yes. No.
Well,
no.
It's a fantastic movie. There's a lot of like YouTube stars, Vine stars in it, but I really enjoy it because it takes the kid and the babysitter invites her friends and sort of has like the satanic ritual from what I remember, but it's really good. I really liked it. Good. But anyways, Babysitter 2 is coming out.
Okay.
I have never heard of the other one.
The Sittening?
The Sittening!
Babysitter
dun,
2.
Dun, dun.
The Sittening. But yeah, it's called... I think it's called Killer Queen. And I'm excited, because... yeah, I think it's the same...
Yeah,
the same actors.
Same actors.
Well, the... No spoilers, but the ones who lived, the boys who lived.
Not the ones who died.
Not the ones who perished.
It's actually a horror movie, but set from the view of the ghosts of the ones who died from the previous movie.
I'm surprised it's not a horror movie like that. Like, this is a movie, but told from the ghost point of view, like what they're thinking. Gosh.
Dude,
Haunting on Hill House kind of has a ghost thing with it like that.
Hi, I'm a ghost.
Behind
You're
the
probably
mask.
Wondering how I got in this predicament. Before I can tell you that story, let me tell you this story.
So these guys
yeah, basically.
That I used to live in, I'm trying to kill them out. But would you say Behind the Mask?
Yeah, Behind the Mask. It's a, it's a horror, like, mockumentary almost, where they're following around the killer.
The clown?
No, he's not a clown.
Pretty sure.
But they're following around the killer for for the first, like, 75-80% of the movie, and then and they decide to bail, and then it turns into a real movie from that point.
Oh, I remember you telling me about I need to see that, because that sounds super cool.
It is really cool. Like, even during the documentary parts, when the serial killer is, like, telling the documentary team, like, okay, so here's my plan. At first I find the prime suspect, and then, but they gotta have a crew with them, because the whatever body count. And then, like, as he's telling what he's gonna do, they... put it into a cinematic factor and show it to you the way that he's explaining it. It's really cool.
There's a weird one like that. Actually, I think it's a real documentary, though, about this killer clown who he's not really a killer, but he went viral because people would hire him to scare people. Remember how that whole clown thing popped up where clowns were popping up out of forest and stuff?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
Well, apparently he was the start of that viral thing, and he started as a regular clown, but business wasn't very good, so he started doing this horror clown thing where he would scare the crap out of people, and people would hire him for, like, birthdays or pranks or different stuff like that, and I'm pretty sure it's real. Because that's the premise of it, what I just told you. And I've definitely seen his clown outfit before. It's on Hulu. I'm pretty sure it's a real documentary. But yeah, it's kind of interesting because that was a terrifying viral thing. Because, yeah, I'm not playing around. If I see you and you're a clown and you're pointing at me, I'm assuming I'm dreaming and I'm going to try to run you over in my car. And you can't convince me otherwise because I have trained myself to look at situations like that and like, oh, this is a nightmare. I have to die and this thing has to die before I wake up. So don't do that or else I will go to jail for a long time.
You heard it here on Region Nerd Alert. Do not clown around.
Do not clown with Jose because he will take you to Pound Town. Yeah. Well, Pound Town as in like kill you, not anyways. Yeah, so let's break apart that question real quick. What do you guys want to see either streamed on Netflix or something, or a video game that you wish were to come out, or just, you know, anything spoopy that you're looking forward to?
Give me all of the Hellraiser movies on Netflix or Hulu. Not that they're good, but I just never get to watch all of them.
I will say
number one is good.
That is one I have not seen a lot, is the Pinface. Pinhead. Pinface Larry.
Pinface?
The Pinface.
But yeah, the Hellraiser Chronicles would be nice to see on Netflix or something. What about you, Delahams?
I don't watch horror stuff. I hate horror things.
So you're more on the lines of The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown?
Yes. And even then, like, I don't know, I'm not really in like the Halloween spirit this year. Mostly because of a whole bunch of stuff. I probably will forget it's Halloween and remember on the last day, like, oh yeah, it's Halloween, and then watch something. Like, well, that's the fine. Thing. I'm looking forward to The Mandalorian, and that's on October 30th, so that will be my Halloween treat.
Oh yeah, that is definitely the Halloween treat right there.
Yeah.
What is Halloween?
Good question. Probably Saturday because The Mandalorian comes out on Friday.
Nice. As you guys know, not you, the listener.
It does come out on a Saturday.
What?
Halloween. It's on Saturday. I don't know why I said it comes out on a Saturday.
You know, it just comes out every Saturday, Halloween. For the next
Halloween's
been
released on Saturday, guys.
Halloween's been released on Saturday.
I will say, though, that we've already started decorating my house, so
I
don't know why we're decorating.
Right now, and it's not...
Yeah, decorations are coming soon.
There is one thing, though. I did watch The Haunting on Hill House, and I don't like horror movies, and I don't like horror games, and I don't like horror TV shows. Like, it's not my thing, hate it.
Yep.
And I actually managed to watch The Haunting on Hill House, and they have like it's a sequel, but not a direct sequel to it. I guess like an anthology thing, I think. It's called The Hauntings of Bly Manor.
See, I've seen and people talk about that.
Think that comes out this year? If it does, I'm going to try to watch it in the middle of the day with all lights on.
It will be the brightest. When I watch this.
Yes. All windows open, sun shining through.
Glare on the TV so you can't even see
it. In the corner. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, pure black screen with glare.
Yep.
I could see my whole house.
But hey, I can't be afraid if I can't see it.
That is true. But, God, what was I going to say? I forgot. Oh yeah, my birthday is on Halloween. So that's not relevant to where we're at in this conversation anymore. I forgot what I was going to say over that. But Paul, what are you looking forward to or would like to see? Or
I want to see House on Haunted Hill. That was a pretty good horror movie, both of them. I don't know if the remake had Vincent Price, but the first one had Vincent Price, and he's like one of the... really big names in horror.
Hmm. Is Vincent Price like he's not like Evil Dead, is he? Or am I thinking of someone else?
No, Vincent Price was the he's the guy that has that intermission part in Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Oh, snap. I love Vincent Price. Yeah. I forgot what else he's that sounded so sarcastic, but I for real.
He's also in House of Wax and The Last Man on Earth, House of Usher.
He's in an episode of Family Guy, too.
Really?
Yeah, it's like
And he's Edward Scissorhands' creator.
Really?
Oh, that was him?
Yep.
Wow, I have not seen that movie in so long. I need to rewatch that because I had no idea. But my Christmas wish for Halloween, like every year.
Your Christmas wish for Halloween
is to have a new Silent Hill game be released, but it will never happen, sadly, because Kojima.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Has some problems with Konami, or I should say, Konami has some problems with Kojima.
Well, weren't they working on a horror game? I thought.
Yeah, sad faces. Oh my god, I love that. I think Death Stranding was their thing. I don't know exactly if they're working on a new horror game. I remember that they said they wanted Silent Hills to just be completely Scare Factor times 10, whereas Silent Hill was more of like an artsy environment mood. He wanted Silent Hills to, quote, scare the living S-word, unquote, out of you. Well, put those in
there too. So, all the Silent Hills all together, all at once.
Yes. Silent.
All fear, all the time.
But
nothing but fog.
Ah, my aesthetic. But thank you all for joining me here on the special, super special Region Nerd Alert. Directly from VR chat, the virtual realms, if you will. And yeah, you guys want to go around the horn real quick before I end this and the real party begins?
Sure.
Starting so, with
I'm Paul, signing off in the VR realm. No social media at all, unfortunately. To my left, though. Oh, to my left on my screen, but to my right.
That is me, I think, right? Unless you're wrapping around on the other side.
What are you guys talking about?
That is, I don't know. Anyway, I'm Skylar Olatho. You can find me at Twitter at officiallyova, O-V-A, and then you can find me on Bandcamp and maybe Spotify right now. But I am releasing something in the middle of this month, so keep an eye out. Follow me on Spotify.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And to his side.
Left? Side? Left side? Right side? It's side. Heather. I'm Deli Hams with one S on Twitter and two S's on Instagram. What? Exclamation point. Arts.
I'm just messing with you. And it's the end of the episode. Woo! But like I
said, we made it through.
Like I said, this will be on lecturepublicradio.org Region Nerd Alerts page. I'm going to include the link so you can find this special virtual episode. So you're wondering why it sounds so different, and you can see our wild antics in the virtual realms. So with that, I'm Jose Rodriguez. You're listening to Region Nerd Alert. Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, lecturepublicradio.org, and every Saturday on NPR1. Until then, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.